بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت ابراہیم نخعی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے خلوت میں انسان کی دعا عام مجلس میں دعا کرنے سے افضل ہے. حضرت ابراہیم نخعی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ آسمان تابعین سے بیسے دعا فائی پرسن ایز ٹو میک اے دعا ان خلوت ان سالیٹیوڈ ان سیکلوژن وین یو آر الون ان سیکلوژن the dua is better than the dua made in public. The dua, certain duas we have to make in the public, that is a masnoon dua of after salat, for example, that is a dua which you make in public. But generally a person's dua should be in khalwat, in seclusion, when you are alone, and especially during the night time, and also during the time of tahajjud salat. That is the best time for du'as. One is very close unto Allah Ta'ala. At that time, Allah Ta'ala's focus is more on His makhluk, on His creation. During the time of tahajjud, Allah Ta'ala, it's mentioned in the hadith, He is on the fourth asman, in whatever way He is there. His focus is more on the people, or during the times or moments of tahajjud. It's an appropriate time, the best time to make dua. So the dua in seclusion, there's greater sincerity, more ikhlas in the dua, and it's more acceptable as a thing unto Allah Ta'ala. Ek aadmi ne Zabiyan Rahmatullahi Alayhi se kaha, Allah Ta'ala ne musalmanon mein tere jaise log zyada paida kare, تیرے جیسے لوگ زیادہ پیدا کرے. ون پرسن سے تو حضرت زبیان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اسے میں اللہ تعالیٰ میں دعا میں اللہ تعالیٰ کریٹ مور پیپل لائک یو ان دا امت کریٹ بزرگ مور پیپل دین یو. دا بزرگ گیز از ناٹ آن ہم سیلف اینڈ یس ہز گیز از آن ہم سیلف آن ہز ویکنسز. The closer a person is unto Allah Ta'ala, the more he understands his weaknesses and his deficiencies. And the further a person is from Allah Ta'ala, the less he understands his evils and his weaknesses. And such a person's nazar is gazed on the weaknesses and the sins of other people, not on his own, but a person who's a buzruk, genuine buzruk, a wali of Allah Ta'ala, he is blind to his own greatness, to his own taqwa. He does not understand his own taqwa. So this person said unto Hazrat Zubiyan Rahmatullah Alayh, then may Allah Ta'ala create more people like you in this ummah. To aapne jawab diya ke tune Allah Ta'ala se achhi baat nahi mangi. So he said that you did not make a good dua unto Allah Ta'ala. By saying this, he did not make a good dua to Allah Ta'ala. اس سے سوال کیا ہے کہ تمام بلکہ تو نے اس سے سوال کیا ہے کہ تمام لوگ برے ہو جائے. In fact, you have asked Allah Ta'ala now, make such a dua, you have asked Allah Ta'ala to make the people, create more evil people, more bad and evil people, and to create them. Is that he was focused on himself. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi se ek shakhs ne kaha, Allah teri umar zaraz kare. Saman said to Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi, the Khalifa of the time, that may Allah Ta'ala grant you longer life. Allah grant you longer life. They say the people going to wow, grant you longer life. آپ نے فرمایا یہ ایسا امر ہے جس سے فراغت ہو چکی ہے. سو ہی سیڈ دس از سچ اے تھنگ سچ اے میٹر آن وچ دیئر از آلریڈی فائنلٹی. اللہ تعالیٰ اٹ از دا ڈگری آف اللہ تعالیٰ. اللہ تعالیٰ از ڈگریڈ موت اینڈ دا ٹائم فار موت از سم تھنگ وچ از آلریڈی ڈیسائڈڈ. سیڈ تو میرے لیے اصلاح حال کی دعا کر. سو میک فار می اے گڈ دعا بینیفیشل دعا اینڈ دیٹ از فار مائی ریفارمیشن. مائی اصلاح make a such a dua that Allah Ta'ala must reform me. میں کہتا ہوں حضرت علامہ شاہ رانی رحمۃ اللہ آتھر آف دس کتاب ہی کمنٹس آن دس عمر عبدالعزیز رحمۃ اللہ واز اے ویری گریٹ ولی آف اللہ تعالیٰ ڈسپائٹ دا فیکٹ دیٹ ہی واز دا خلیفہ آف دا ٹائم دا رولر اٹ واز اے ویری گریٹ بزرگ اینڈ دے ہیو دیئر اون آئیڈیاز دے کنسیپشنز دے انڈرسٹینڈنگ آف ایشوز اینڈ احادیث اینڈ The same hadith can have different interpretation depending on the person, the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Every word of the Quran and every word of the hadith of the Messenger, it has a outer meaning and an inner meaning. The outer meanings are the sharia. These are clear Allah Ta'ala, the meaning of the hadith, the meaning of the ayat of the Quran. Explained by the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by the Sahaba, etc. But then the inner meaning, the deeper meaning, the spiritual meaning, the batin, what is called the batin, that Allah Ta'ala reveals by ilham to the awliya in proportion to the closeness of that wali with Allah Ta'ala. In proportion to his taqwa, Allah Ta'ala opens up opens up more and more meanings. The meanings of the Quran are limitless. There's no end because the Quran is the word of Allah Ta'ala. That's the attribute that's among the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the uncreated being and his sifat, his attributes are also uncreated. So the meanings of the words of Allah Ta'ala are limitless. There's no end to it. Hazrat Sufyan Sorry, alhamdulillah. He said that every ayat I recite, Allah Ta'ala opens up 70 avenues of ilm, batin ilm, Allah Ta'ala would open for me. For each ayat of the Quran that I recite, Allah Ta'ala opens such vast knowledge to me. One day I drank from the water of from a soldier. He was a soldier in the army, and I was thirsty, and I asked water from him. I drank his water, the water that the soldier gave me. He said, thereafter, if I recite the entire Quran, Allah Ta'ala has not opened up one bab of knowledge to me. So that water, it affected me. Why? You say there's nothing wrong with the water, it's halal. We eat carrion every day and we think it doesn't affect us. But yeah, why? Generally the soldiers, they are zalim, they are unjust, cruel people. So the effect, the asar of that cruelty, the zulm of the soldier, that effects in that water. Everything has an asar, an effect. So that effect was purer the heart is, the closer the person is unto Allah Ta'ala, the quicker, immediately the result is there. Whether it's a good result of something or a bad result, immediately he feels it because his heart is pure like a mirror. You put a small dot on it also, immediately it's noticeable. On a white sheet, a small black dot comes, it's immediately noticeable. So he saying, not one bab, not one avenue of knowledge open to me. After that thing, I drank that water. So this we must understand that thing, what we eat. It comes first, it was mentioned in the last bayan, that Allah Ta'ala has revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, tell your people that if anyone's stomach takes one lukma, one morsel of haram food, his dua will not be accepted. So we must be careful what we eat, how we eat, how we obtain the thing, our income, our businesses, if everything is halal there, so we have to exercise a great care. Either Fuzail bin Iyad, no, Hassan Basri Rahmatullah said, he said that I've met such people, who mean, he's very not to the Sahaba. He was amongst the Tabi'in after the age of the Sahaba. He said, I've met such people who would abstain from abstain from 70 from 70 halal X types of trade businesses, all halal in terms of the Sharia. But they would abstain from it for fear of falling into haram. The slightest thing. Doubt they had in any of the dealings, the transactions, they would abstain from it and stay far from it for fear of falling into haram. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the things which are halal are clear. Things which are haram are clear. In between these two, there are the doubtful things. Things which are doubtful, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you must abstain from the things which are doubtful. Because if you indulge in what is doubtful, then most certainly you are going to participate ultimately of all and indulge into haram. Because the more one indulges in doubtful things, the weaker the iman. You're not building on your iman, you're weakening your iman. And there's a need, I think, to develop the iman. More ruhaniyat, spirituality should enter into iman. So that we have to do by waging a jihad against your own nafs, against your own emotions, you have to wage a jihad. So he said, I met such people, they would abstain their things. You know, and buy things are purely halal, they wouldn't impose their attitude on others, but for themselves, they would abstain from many, many halal issues for fear of falling into haram. One should be exceptionally careful to think how you eat, what you eat, how you derive your income, and how you and what you what goes into the stomach, because Isa alayhi salam said Allah Ta'ala is sent wahidim to warn his people that anyone, if there's one lukma, one morsel of haram food in their stomach, no du'as will be accepted. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz says that you must make dua for my islah, for my reformation. Allama Shah comments and says, apne dost ke liye daraz umar ki dua karna is surat mein munasib hai ke jin mein ye niyat bhi kare ke agar uske liye mufid ho. So he says that if your friend or anyone asks you to make dua, then make dua for longer age, longer life. The issue of takdir is we cannot understand. But the issue of takdir, we know more. Allah has fixed more, it will come at a fixed time. Not only more, everything else is it is pre-planned, it is decreed and ordained by Allah Ta'ala. It will come on fixed time. But that's beyond our understanding. We must just do as we have been instructed by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for example, making dua. You have made dua, it's a sunnah way to make dua. So we make dua. So we say, make dua. If you make dua for your friend or for anyone else, make dua. When you make dua for longer life, at the same time, you must make a niyat that if this longer life will be beneficial for him. If it is of benefit for him, then just ke us shakhs ki nisbat kaha jata hai jiske fitne mein parne ka andesha ho, warna daraze umar uske liye muzir hogi kyunki wo maasi wo mukhalif shariat umur ka murtakib hoga. Should not be like, you making a dua for a person who's he is daily engaged in fisk and fujur, immoral, evil in sin. Now he make a dua, the thing, for longer life. Longer life, and if Allah Ta'ala grants it to him, he will be engaging in more harmful for himself. So when you make a dua for longer life, you make a niyat at the same time, may Allah grant him longer life, and let it be a life of benefit, whereby he will gain more sawab, better is akhir, that type of dua, it is valid. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.